Hello and welcome to Confirm Football. It's the very first episode this year and I'm very excited to be back recording this podcast for my amazing listeners. Well, it's been a good year all around. Everything has been going on smoothly. It's a season of corn, whatever, yeah? If you don't understand, yeah, it's a season of agbado and we're gonna have more corn to it. Nigerians understand what I'm saying pretty well. Well, it's another amazing episode of Confirm Football with your host B to the I to the G to the Y to the A to the K, Big Yak. You know, I give you the latest football stories as it happens and the controversies, the gist, and every other thing as related to the beautiful game of football. But on today's episode, on this particular episode, I'm going to be focusing on Chelsea in particular because the team that won the Champions League back in 2020 or 2021 are now in shambles. They are stuck between 10th position and all of that, fighting for themselves despite numerous signings and even with their new owners. Chelsea are currently in shambles. They are not playing pretty well. Could it be a deeper form, just like the naira to dollar or like the Bitcoin that is falling? It's really something that is baffling Chelsea fans. And with their new manager, probably their game against Leeds United later today is going to be like a make or break for them. So let me go in depth in my analysis of Chelsea, giving some detailed statistics of their performances in recent times under Graham Potter. It's important to note that if Chelsea had appointed Graham Potter from the start of the season, and with this current record, Chelsea would be 12th in the table. But remember, he took over from Thomas Tuchel in September after he lost his Champions League game against Dinamo in the group stage. So Graham Potter took over from Thomas Tuchel. And Potter in Brighton was a manager that plays a total football, a manager that plays so entertaining football, and it's suiting to watch for neutrals. But now coming to Chelsea, we've not seen the Graham Potter that we used to know at Brighton. And Brighton, after Potter left, they appointed Roberto Di Zerbi, the former Shakhtar Donetsk manager. And now Brighton are a team to beat. They play much more entertaining football than when they were under Graham Potter, and now they are in the top 10 of the Premier League table. So what has gone wrong for Chelsea? Because Graham Potter seems to look like a manager that can bring Chelsea back to the top, that can make Chelsea a team to fear again. Remember, Thomas Tuchel once said he wants to make Chelsea a team that no one wants to play against them, and he actually did, winning the Champions League, winning the Super Cup and all of that. He only lost the FA Cup final to Leicester City. But that doesn't mean Thomas Tuchel was not a good manager. Even as of today, whoever thinks of Thomas Tuchel, they keep wondering why he was sacked by Chelsea, because obviously he was like the man for the job. But the new owner, Todd Boehly, seemed to want to have his own new project, seemed to have what he wants to do with the team. He has his own philosophy and the way he wants to project the team in the future, which was why he sacked Thomas Tuchel and appointed Todd Boehly. It could be the English affiliation that both of them has. Remember, Todd Boehly is an American, while Tuchel is an Englishman from the United Kingdom. So maybe the affiliation of English connection between them is the reason why Todd Boehly appointed Graham Potter. Well, it has not been going smoothly for them. It has been a rough patches, like just like Damian Marley said, they might be rough around the edges. Like, so many things has been going on with this Chelsea team in recent times, despite spending over £600 million in transfers. Remember, they spent much more than La Liga, German Bundesliga, the France Ligue 1, and some other leagues. Chelsea spent more money than all of them combined in the January transfer window, bringing in some amazing players like Joao Felix, the young player of the World Cup, young player of the tournament in the World Cup, Enzo Fernandez, Mikhailo Modric, so many players, Benoit, Badiashile, Noni Madueke from PSV. Chelsea brought in these exciting young players to come and make the team better. Yes, the team are in shambles. That is not to say their players are not performing optimally, but there seems to be something wrong. There's like a missing piece in the jigsaw of Chelsea that they've not figured out. Not to forget, there are some of their players that are out injured, like the machine N'Golo Kante. And Reece James has been prone to injuries in recent times, going on and off and coming back. So, Chelsea have only scored 23 league goals this season. It is so damning. They've scored 23 league goals in the league this season, which is way beyond what they were last season. And they are just like, they are just above Leeds United, their opponent that they want to play, in terms of goals scored in the Premier League this season. And it's so surprising that a single player in Erling Haaland has 27 league goals, which is four more than Chelsea. And the worst of it is that they've only scored six goals since November. That is prior to the World Cup. Chelsea have scored six goals between November and March that we are right now. To the extent that their goal of the month was from Joao Felix against West Ham United. Their worst goal of the month was from Joao Felix. The most beautiful goal of the month was from Joao Felix. Their long-range goal was from Joao Felix. They had no means of scoring. And it's really a huge concern for Chelsea fans, because a team of Chelsea's caliber should be able to produce more goals, create more chances, and score more goals in the league, other than scoring just 23 league goals and 6 league goals since the whole of November. Also in the league, they are taking an average of 11 shots per game, and they've created 34 big chances this season, which is far less than what they have been doing in past seasons. Creating 34 big chances, that is 10 more than Kevin De Bruyne of Manchester City and Bruno Fernandes of Manchester United. These are individual players are meant to create over 30-40 big chances, but for a team to create 34 big chances and recording 11.7 shots per game is a little damning for a team, and something needs to be done ASAP. Also, in their last 5 matches, Chelsea have only taken 73 shots and they've scored just one goal, which was the goal I mentioned from Joao Felix. Taking 73 shots in 5 matches, scoring only one goal. It's not good enough. It's not good enough for a team like Chelsea. And in those 5 matches, they've not won a single game. Chelsea have not won a single game in 5 matches, which is making Chelsea fans cry, Potter out. But this is football. Rivalries, opposition teams are saying Potter in, because they believe giving the manager time is best, as even Sir Alex Ferguson in his first years as Manchester United boss, the team were in shambles. He was on the brink of sack. But now the rest is history. Sir Alex Ferguson, what he did with Manchester United is what other managers are dreaming of doing. So some opposition fans are saying Graham Potter should stay. They should give him more time to stay in the club. But Chelsea doesn't want the man anymore. And it's important to note that he has the lowest win percentage of all Chelsea managers since Glenn Hoddle. He has the lowest win percentage. He has 36% win in all of his games, which is very, very low. The last manager to do that for Chelsea was Glenn Hoddle. Well, the most damning of it all is that they are 13 points above the relegation zone and 14 points below the top four. And Chelsea last season were 13 points better off than where they are this season. They are 31 points now, wallowing in 10th position, but they were 13 points better off than this position they are in last season. This is to show that Thomas Tuchel did a good job, but Todd Boehly probably didn't see the importance of Thomas Tuchel, which was why he laid him off and appointed Graham Potter. Now, this is what they are currently passing through as a team. 13 points above the relegation zone and 14 points below the top four. Their game against Leeds United would probably be a make or break for Graham Potter. Would he be sacked after their game against Leeds? If he loses against Leeds United, would he be sacked or would he be given more time? Or to say that even if he wins, Chelsea would be, Graham Potter would be given more time to figure out what he can do with this Chelsea team, because they have enough resources, they have enough players to make sure that they can compete for the top. When we come back from this little break, we'll continue with the latest transfers. Yeah, it's back, and from the latest transfer news, Liverpool fans got more or less like a shock for the news they heard from Roberto Firmino yesterday, as he has confirmed that he has told Jurgen Klopp that he would leave Liverpool at the end of the season. This is bringing an end to the iconic trio of the Salah, Mane, and Firmino trio. We know how deadly those trio were. And Sadio Mane moving on to Bayern Munich last summer, and now Roberto Firmino wants to leave the club at the end of the season, leaving only Mo Salah left from the famous Salah, Firmino and Mane trio. Also, concerning the Manchester United takeover, the Qataris, the Glazers in November announced that they want to put up the club for sale after so many years. Remember, they bought the club in 2005 for £750 million, and now they are valuing the club at £6 billion. So they want to know if they can attract potential buyers for majority stake or full sale of the club. And now we've had the likes of Sir Jim Ratcliffe, the richest man in Britain, and also the Sheikh Al Jasmine, or Sheikh Tamani, the Qatari, who is a lifelong supporter of Manchester United. Both are the major interested buyers in the club. They've submitted their bid and also released a statement as to the plan that they have for the club, one on which the Qataris said they are going to clear all the debts, redevelop Old Trafford, focus on transfers and so many things like that. Why Sir Jim Ratcliffe said he's going to put back Manchester in Manchester United. Well, I don't know what that means. I don't know what exactly he's saying, but I would honestly want the Qataris to take over, and their bid seemed to be the highest, 4.5 billion out of the 6 million. Well, rumors are having it that it is below the valuation of the Glazers, but now that this it has entered the second stage of buying, we wouldn't know what the Glazers want to do. But hopefully, fingers are crossed, Manchester United fans are hoping that the Qataris emerge. But there seem to be a divide among the fan base, as the locals, which are the Man United fans in the United Kingdom, saying because of the morals, they don't want the Qataris to buy because they won't support their LGBTQ and all of that. But they fail to understand that these Qataris wouldn't meddle into the affairs of other countries, since it's not their countries. They are saying because they hosted the World Cup in 2022, they didn't allow LGBTQ and some other things that they find immoral. Yes, it is their country. They have the right to say, do this in our country and don't do this in our country. Qataris have so many investments in the UK, but they haven't said they should put a stop to the rainbow flag and all of that, because they know it is not their country. But bringing it to their country wouldn't work. It wouldn't happen, as it is against the ethics and laws of their country. And Qatar 2022 World Cup was one of its kind. It was the best World Cup I have watched in recent times. So the Qataris probably are saying, when they buy the team, they focus on making, clearing the debts of Manchester United, making everything work perfectly in Manchester United, which would be good. And most importantly, they will back the manager when needed. So it is fingers crossed for Manchester United fans. Also, in the transfer news, Moisés Caicedo, Arsenal and Chelsea target, have signed a new contract with Brighton until 2027. Remember, Caicedo was saying he wants to join Arsenal back in the January transfer window, but Brighton took a stance and eventually they kept their man, and now he has signed a new contract until 2027. Also, Barcelona have been effectively hit with a transfer ban this summer. This is coming after maybe they've signed a whole lot of players and they couldn't balance their finances and all of that. They've been hit with a transfer ban for this summer, maybe unless they can raise £178 million, which can be likened to why Manchester United have reignited their interest in the Dutch midfielder Frenkie de Jong. Fingers are crossed. But as of now, we are looking. Maybe Graham Potter will be sacked after the Leeds United match, or he will keep his job as Chelsea manager. Well, this is how we have it on this particular episode. Like I said, it's the first episode this year, and we hope to be back with more and more episodes. I remain your host, B to the I to the G to the Y to the A to the K. Stay safe. Make sure you keep calm. Watch the game with a beer, watch it with anything. Just stay safe. Remember to chop corn, chop agbado. Peace out.